Okay, we're ready. All right, welcome.
Well, okay.
Thank you. Welcome to the meeting of the Cedar Hills Beautification Committee. Wednesday, June 6th, 2012. And it's 8:02. And where's my minutes? Here we go. I call this meeting to order, and I'm going to go over last meeting's minutes just quickly. We discussed the purpose of the Beautification Committee, and that it's an advisory committee to the city. We introduced new members and talked about the gazebo proposals. Talked about the Yard of the Month program and divided up the areas of the city for that. And had our assignments to find our winners of the Yard of the Month. Sophia was going to check about Walmart, getting gift certificates from Walmart. I was going to get the signs from the city. We talked about that there's not much landscaping left to be done at the new rec building, but the council members will let us know what they need from us. We talked about enforcement of city ordinances and spring cleanup. We talked about a report for the city on the committee's progress, which we need to make. We talked about Boyd's ideas. We reviewed all his ideas. And the partnership idea with Walmart. That is what we did last meeting.
Typically, at the committee, you would just move to approve them. Somebody would second, and
Okay.
You would vote on.
So,
and normally you will get your minutes before the meeting, so you can look at them and make sure nothing was left out. But
it's okay. It's okay. No, I think that covered everything that we talked about. So, does anyone want to? I don't move to approve them.
You can.
Okay, well then I move to approve the minutes from our last meeting. Does anyone want a second?
Second.
Thank you, Boyd. Boyd seconds it. Good.
And then just all in favor.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Very.
Your first motion.
Okay. Okay, I'm just writing down. Okay, great. So our new business. Sophia, would you like to report on what you got from Walmart?
So I talked with Walmart, talked with a couple of people in their offices, and what they said was that they don't have any kind of local promotions any kind of a program that they can participate in. They with the discount program. However, they do donations as long as it's for a nonprofit purpose. So I got them to donate gift cards for our Yard of the Month winners for this month. So rather than going with the Highland Gardens certificate, Walmart's agreed to donate the certificates for them. So every winner is going to be getting a $20 gift certificate or gift card from Walmart, and I brought those, so I'll be distributing those out to you today. And then as far as for the remainder of the period that we're running the Yard of the Month recognition, they're going to be getting back to me probably towards the end of this month to let me know if they're going to continue with July and August. It just kind of depends on their budget and what they have allocated out to different charities and local organizations, that sort of thing. So I should have, by our next meeting, then I'll have information for the rest of the time from now until, I told them to run through September is what I proposed to them.
Yeah, that's great. Nice. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Okay, does anyone else have anything to report? We talked about the city grill and how, and you may know this, how if we bring in our Walmart receipts, the city grill will give a free soda.
That was something that I proposed. Yeah.
Did that ever happen? I don't remember.
What we were doing was we were making it a cross promotion with Walmart originally.
Right.
And so I told Jenny, I said, Jenny, we're not running the cross promotion with Walmart right now. If we want to use it as kind of a get people to the city, if we want to get them to the grill, we can still do that. They were open to that, bringing in a Walmart certificate.
The grill was
or
open
Walmart
to that.
Receipt. The grill was, yeah. So they were open to that. It just, since Walmart wasn't going to do the discount promotion with us, it changed the whole dynamic between the two.
Okay. And so now at this point, I'm not sure what that has to do with beautification. You know, once they get past that, it doesn't. I mean, we were trying to encourage people to go and buy plants at Walmart, put in their yard, bring their receipt, and get a soda. Mm-hmm. To me, that correlates with beautification, but at this point now, it doesn't feel like it does anymore.
Yeah, now they've kind of taken them.
Yeah. So you were going to say something.
No.
Are you good?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So if anyone else wants to pursue any kind of partnership with local businesses,
Maybe look at something else.
Mm-hmm.
So who are the businesses that we have had any partnering with before besides Highland?
Besides Highland, none. Highland used to give the gift certificates for the Yard of the Month for the beautification committee, but that's about it. There aren't really any businesses here.
Well, I wonder if the Grill would donate a gift certificate.
Oh.
Or the golf club.
Great idea.
Because that would be generating business exposure to the Grill.
That's fabulous, and it's in city. Great. Okay.
So did you say Highland is or is not going to partner with
them? They are not. Well, I didn't even approach them because last time when we got the gift certificate, Highland Gardens closes before, you know, people are finished working in their yard. So, like, when I won my award, by the time I got my gift certificate and went, they were already closed for the season. So I didn't want somebody to get a useless award.
Sure.
So, I mean, they could probably do it now, but what if they put it away and forgot? Walmart, you can always go back. The Grill, you can always go in and get yourself a meal. So I wanted them to have something that's useful. I mean, yeah, plants are useful, but if it expires on them, it's nothing. It's worthless.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So...
Well, I'd like to volunteer as our business partner person.
Have ice. Thank you, Sophia. Sophia, you are hired.
Thank you.
Okay.
The salary is not great.
And if anyone else, you know, knows as business people that would like to do anything, I mean.
I don't know. Now the Hearts is officially breaking ground. Mm-hmm. And they're our key sponsor for the Family Festival this year. They were pulling up a pretty good donation.
Great. Mm-hmm. And that is Cedar Hills.
I think to be a title sponsor, they had to do at least $3,000, which they did.
Good.
You know, sometimes people are at 3,000, but I'm like, they're not even here yet, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I don't, I mean.
Maybe for next year.
Maybe a lot of Diet Coke.
Yeah. 5 gallons of gas. You never know.
Yeah.
That's valuable. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That would be great. Okay. Great. So Hearts in the future.
Maybe now that school's out and all the high school students are there, maybe McDonald's would be open to kids' meals or something.
Yeah, that's true. McDonald's. What else do we have?
A bunch of dentists.
Subway.
Yes, a ton of dentists. Subway. We have the fitness centers that are right down the street.
That's Highland, right?
Oh, is that considered Highland?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I noticed my sponsors that we had for the Center Fest, they're sponsors that are outside of Cedar Hills, and so... I would broaden our spectrum.
I think
say,
we should.
Yeah.
As,
you know,
I mean, we've got our sister
they know
cities
getting
next door.
From
so.
People from Cedar Hill.
That's right. They want to pull business.
Exactly.
You know,
so
I know
think
that
we ought to
Dear Lizzie has been pretty generous. They,
really?
They sponsor and give away all the prizes for the baking contest for the Family Festival every year. And they've just been like, do you want us to sponsor the event? We're like, yeah.
Really?
So the owner is pretty amicable with talking to people about stuff like that. Maybe she'd be one that we could look at. Right.
What is the city giving back to them? Anything as far as any kind of sponsorship or
we
any kind of
advertising? We give them
advertisement.
We let them put up banners at certain events that they sponsor. And like Hearts, being that they're the title sponsor, their banner will be at every event. Some people, depending on their...
Will we let them advertise in the newsletter?
No,
but you mentioned in the newsletter that they provided the award, and
right.
So that's basically an advertisement.
They were mentioned in the Family Festival magazine that they were sponsors, and we work with Bennett Communications, and they actually do that as a dual advertising thing. And there were some people in there that were not Cedar Hills businesses, but that was kind of to work with Bennett because they didn't charge us anything to print that magazine.
Oh, my gosh, really? Okay.
And I think what would help you as you got to the businesses is to know all the areas that we have to give them some name recognition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
they're going to want to know what they're going to receive
mm-hmm.
for what they're giving us. And so
yeah, exactly.
maybe we can compile in working with the city and saying, you know, what areas could we show their sponsorship? And then as you go out, you could say,
mm-hmm.
you know, have kind of a nice flyer outline.
Well, it would be on the website, too, posted that they donated.
Yeah. anytime they make a donation, like for Yard of the Month, we could say, you know, winners receive a gift certificate donated by Highland Gardens. We're fine with that. And like all the flowers, you know, of the Cork Building, we purchased the pots and they donated all the flowers.
A great
for
donation.
A little advertising sign that I made myself. It wasn't even like a big banner.
Nice. All right. So we can make mention of them and their donation in the newsletter.
Right. In conjunction with whatever we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But not as far as advertising.
Do we have any other events, city events that are coming up?
Besides the family
festival?
Yeah, just not really. I mean, that's pretty much our main event of the year.
Can we post them somewhere on a board as sponsors or partnership or partners?
You know, at one time, I know specifically with baseball, and I don't know how it would apply otherwise, but, you know, they used to use that outfield bench, but that was more specific to donations that people had done for the sports. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to think if there's another avenue that we could. I don't know. Because other than the city college, I'm not really, we don't really do another citywide event.
Okay. Well, I want to put a little more thought into that, and if you have some more ideas as far as what the city has going where we can give them a little more.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of how we could tie it in with. It's been kind of a hard balance because a lot of cities will do like a big full-color fancy magazine newsletter and sell advertising space, and they basically pay for that through advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And the city, quite a while ago, probably at least 10 years ago, decided we want our newsletter to be strictly an informational tool for residents.
Which I appreciate.
So they kind of made that just, I guess, a policy decision. So just trying to think
but
of
you
could
mention
it can.
Largely. Sponsors of the beautification award.
Very largely.
Yeah.
like bold print.
Not very bold. Half a page.
Quarter page.
Some people would be satisfied with that.
Mm-hmm.
That newsletter goes out to every household in Cedar Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if people are reading it, that's advertisement.
And it does on our website for other people that may, you know, Google something and it pops up. I mean, so
that's
it's online as well.
That's true.
Okay.
So that's great. And we can all, we run into business owners.
And of course, word of mouth, we will tell everybody how amazing the sponsors are.
That's right.
Go out with our signs.
I mean,
Walmart.
If you don't really have a choice in Cedar Hills, so they're going to get the business. So.
I know.
Yeah.
Pretty good odds.
I'm not a fan of Walmart, but I go there almost every day now.
Yeah, I go there a lot. Okay, let's talk about the Yard of the Month program.
All right.
Went well, I think.
Did you talk to...
I did. You didn't get my text, did you?
No.
I sent you several texts.
You did. I did not get any texts.
Oh, I did.
That's so weird.
She picked my neighbor, so that was fun. And
the one right below?
No, not right next door, but
no.
On the street.
Down
the street. Down.
Oh, her yard. Was immaculate.
So good.
It was so pretty.
So were you well received when you approached your people? I know. I don't know why.
Were you?
Say no. Yeah,
with
she was
mine?
So excited. She was so excited. Yeah.
I went to her house twice, and she wasn't home either time. And Denise happened to be walking down the street as I was leaving, and she's like, "Hi." I said, "I don't know what to do because she hasn't been home." So anyway, she talked to her.
I went four times.
Yeah.
I caught her on the
first
time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Had to ambush her in her yard. Anyway, so everyone was really excited about it, and most people didn't even care whether or not they were getting a prize, but I think the award is great to give to them.
Have you talked at all with them about if they're comfortable with their name and address
yes.
in the newsletter?
Yeah, we got their permission to put their name and address in the newsletter. So we sent all that over to Jenny, so she had all that information. So we need to actually start looking at next month's winner.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would, in an ideal world, I'd love to have all the information in by like the 25th.
Okay.
So that Jenna can have that in time. So start looking for your next month's winner.
It'll be easier because I've already sort of narrowed down.
I have too.
It was really hard for me to find the boundaries too with District 4 because it's Pleasant Grove. And, I mean, it was really wacky. Yeah. And then those two fenced areas.
Oh, that's right. Over by Deerfield.
Which I'm sure they've got gorgeous yards.
Well, you can walk down it.
Well, but why give them the award if they won't let anybody look at their home, their yard?
That's not true. That's funny. But there are some beautiful yards in that neighborhood. In fact, they're all beautiful.
Well,
your winner in there.
Now, I thought, I don't know what approach you guys are taking to how you're judging, but I was talking to Denise about this when I was looking at the yards of the month, and I thought it'd be fun to kind of recognize, different focuses as far as what people do, like a no-skate landscaping kind of a thing where they do, where they're trying to preserve water, right? So they do all the
zero-scape.
The zero-scape. No-scape, zero-scape. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Like, recognizing some of those, or recognizing people who have, the most immaculately maintained lawn, like that. I just thought it'd be fun to kind of focus on different areas so that we get kind of a broad. My thoughts, you guys key in on your thoughts.
One thought I had in going over and saying, okay, this one's really nice, except there's this little area. Mm-hmm. I almost felt like going up to their house and saying, oh, we're picking yard of the month, and you were almost a winner. You were a
runner-up.
It's like if they know they're really close to being picked, then they might just spruce things up. But how are you going to get word out there that is happening?
Well, the newsletter, when they see that
they've
been all these five, yards of the month.
And I did see on the website that you can look at the district maps to see where you are.
Yeah. So good.
As I've been thinking about I'm glad that you're talking that way because I thought, some of the geographic areas are nice. Yards may be someone who has a landscape company that comes in and does everything.
Right, and that's not fair.
And then you may have someone else who does that on their own,
mm-hmm.
but may not be quite that level. And so, and then within certain areas you have different demographics. And I think if we, for instance, if you have an area, we almost want to section that area up to say maybe one in this area, and one in this area, and one in this area. So we get a mix from all the different neighborhoods, not in one area and they're all from this neighborhood. So I think we even need to refine those geographically even a little bit within the area so that we're getting someone from each of the neighborhoods. Or at least
we could each month choose a different section.
Yeah,
I was really looking at that too and considering all of that as I was going through.
I wanted to start with a bang.
And you did.
Oh, I had to.
And she does all, that lady she chose does all her own yards.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
She is. You'll see the pictures if you haven't gone on the website. But check out the pictures because this woman is amazing. And I could not, in good conscience, not give it to her.
But I like your point because the house that I chose, my second runner-up was like two doors up.
I can't do that. I drove past that and I was thinking that was it. And then I'm like, that's the right address. So then I went back and went, oh.
Yeah, but I am going to do what you suggest and go to a completely different part of my area and choose somebody. So
Shannon and I did that. We broke our section up into four. We said, this month we're going to do this section, this month.
Very good.
I think it'll keep people's interest.
I think so, too.
Yep.
We'll see the variety, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I like about it,
That's a great suggestion. Let's do that. Okay, Jenny was going to find out a little bit of information about the Light Up Cedar Hills program. Gretchen may remember in years past we've done the Light Up Cedar Hills, but we haven't. Do you know when that stopped?
It's been probably 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of fizzled out because they were having the Youth City Council do it. They used to have the Parks and Trails Committee do it. Then they had the Youth City Council, and then Youth City Council kind of wasn't really full steam, and it just kind of fizzled out. So I don't think it was anything this is a terrible mess or this was not successful. I think it was just kind of the interest kind of went down, and then nobody really picked up the ball again. So.
Mm-hmm. But we'd like to pick up the ball.
We would.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Yard of the Month is over, then the holidays start.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that will give us something to do. So we need to find out what we need to do, and we don't need to do this right now, but as it gets closer, what we can do for Light Up
Candle. And I would maybe look at some past newsletters back November, December, of maybe 5 or 6 years back. They're all archived on the website,
mm-hmm.
because there were some people that did some pretty funky decorations. And I think we could do like a gift basket from Meters or something like that as a gift. And
Or a reduction on their utility bill.
Yeah,
that would actually be really cool if you could get that.
Yeah,
like,
break it, somebody
lies. I would totally spring for that.
I know.
Cool.
You're like, free power this month? Awesome. Like,
or even, you know, 25% off of your bill or something. That would be sweet.
That would be so great. I need that off my summer bill, my air conditioning.
So
let's just be thinking about that in the future. We, I don't know what else.
Okay.
Anyone else have anything to say about Light Up Cedar Hill?
Well, I kind of do.
Okay.
Did you guys see this past, probably Christmas, a week before Christmas maybe, that there's this lonely, it's probably illegal. I hope they don't get arrested for this. There's that lone cedar tree up on the hill. So my husband and a group of scouts went up and they lit the tree. With the generator and everything, and it was awesome. They had people from Eagle Mountain driving down. Anyway, so not Eagle Mountain, Saratoga. And anyway, I think it would be kind of fun. Like, the boys thought it was the coolest thing to do. So I wonder if we could get some kind of, like,
on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, like a night where everyone does it.
Light
Light up, like,
cool.
Like everybody turns on their lights on one night and. You know, like Hallmark movie.
Hallmark movie.
Well, we used to do luminaires, and I did them, and those were fine. The city finally just started paying for them, but then it was like a private person doing it. Because I think something cool that people are like, Cedarville's
a tradition.
A tradition.
Yeah.
I wish we had like a city square or something. You know, you could bring it back to the old school where.
Aren't they looking at lighting up the. Fitness center, golf center.
Yeah,
I hope so.
That would be
amazing. I'd like to look at the design on that.
That's where it could all start. We could have like a little celebration.
Yes.
And then everybody
girls
can.
And hot chocolate. And
we can have like choir groups there.
And then we could walk around the neighborhoods and do carols.
Wouldn't it be cool, like bundling your kids?
It's June.
I know, we are so excited about Christmas.
Like having Santa there and maybe having the choir from Lone Peak.
Yeah, like any of the choir.
It would be a nice program.
That'd be fun.
Or a younger one, you know, that always draws people. That would be nice, for the new center and to have it look really nice and decorative. But again,
that building, because of the architecture, would be
it's
very
so
cool.
Stunning. And because it's up there on the hill, you would be able to see it.
Oh my gosh, we should do it.
You could put a tree in that window. You know, you can see the window.
Oh, yeah.
A tree in the window. So you said you would like to come up with a design for lights. Would you like to do that?
Sure.
Oh, you're assigned.
People getting jobs all over the place.
Our neighbor put a Christmas tree up on the hill. I don't know if you saw that
at
Christmas time. Yeah. He hauled that thing up there. He liked it. He ran a cord from his house.
From his house? Oh, my word.
Yeah, it's like 500 feet or more from his house.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
wow.
Yeah, he's so awesome. So anyway, I thought that would be fun for I don't know how the city feels about that. And
that's what I was saying.
Like, it's probably not even our property, actually.
I think it was BLM property, yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
But it's so pretty. Who would say no to that?
What?
Ignorance.
But I love that idea of lighting trees.
And you know, to have a cool place to meet and start stuff.
Yeah. There's so much potential over there at that building.
Mm-hmm. So you'd have the summer thing, and you'd have the winter thing.
Probably kick it off the first Monday or something like that in December.
Yes, that's a good idea.
I love it.
That's great. What's the date? First Monday of December. That's really great if you do hot cocoa.
I know. It'd be easy. I mean, it wouldn't be
Yeah, apple cider, yeah.
And then I love your idea, like, bundle your families up and then walk around the neighborhood. You know, get in your cars or whatever.
Yeah, because who does that anymore?
I know. Nobody. And that's what you, that's like good stuff, you know?
Yeah. Okay, these are great, great ideas. All right.
You just sleigh ride, like the horse-drawn carriage up there. And,
on the golf course.
Yes. On the golf course.
Sledding on the golf course. Open it up for one day.
Oh my gosh, Denise. Sledding. Yes,
if there's snow. That's the thing.
When there's snow. The day there's snow, we'll do it.
Who knows Mother Nature well enough to
put in an order?
Yeah, who can tell me?
It was like last year, we'd never get to do it.
Oh, seriously. But that would be...
Mm-hmm.
Sleigh rides around the golf course would still be fun if they'd let us do it. Even if it was just on the little path.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, on the
cart path.
That would be allowed, right? On the cart path? Right? Right, Gretchen?
Yeah. Sure. You know, the sleigh with wheels, so it wouldn't be... Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
I like that a lot, actually.
Well, yeah, anyone else have ideas? Okay. We need to come up with some sort of report. So here's what I suggest. Next meeting, we'll make a report.
Sounds great. Like quarterly report.
Yeah, a quarterly report, right. It's only our second official meeting of this type. The next meeting, we'll come together with a report.
But I think having just, because I know Jenny during council meetings will do a brief report on what you guys talked about, but I think it would be cool to have you guys
put it in
the You can come to a city meeting and make a report because...
Yeah. Yeah, especially with these fun new ideas.
Oh, we didn't talk about the gazebo.
Okay, so yes, Jenny called and or sent me an email that said the city might have different plans for that spot. Mm-hmm. But
well,
boy,
I
in the meantime,
having different plans. I was looking at different ideas. Like,
oh, really?
There should be a swimming pool up there.
Oh, funny you should say that.
An indoor swimming pool that's covered like all windows.
That'd be gorgeous.
And I was. Googling
for 500,000, we can get that done.
But yeah. Aren't we going to do a pool eventually? And if you could do a multiple use kind of thing up there, it would be amazing.
They were talking about an alternative to a splash pad that could have some aesthetic appeal, like an infinity edge, something that could be utilized during the day when there's not an event going on for kids and people to come up and just hang out. But I don't know how far.
I like the one up at Gateway. You could do pretty rocks around mm-hmm. and fire things like they have at the Riverwoods in the wintertime.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, Boyd found some pretty gazebos. This one I would put in my yard in a minute with that awesome roof line. So still keep looking because who knows what the city is going to decide. So maybe find plans that you like, price it out so that if they say, okay, we've gone back to the idea, we're ready to present.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of different ideas and some ideas to put together.
Okay.
Like, to make it look like the building, how they've used the rocks or used some pillars at the bottom and then build something like that.
Mm-hmm. Great.
But
okay.
Then also just the idea of having an enclosed building that could be used year-round seemed like the possibility would be...
That would be great.
Well, or yeah, mm-hmm. pool.
Continue with your ideas. Okay. So you maybe need to bring those to the table at some point. So.
Now I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay. We have trails around here. I have the one that goes around our neighborhood up here mm-hmm. that I'm running on all the time. And I noticed that along Canyon Road, I'm finding a lot of debris along the side of the road. And I was wondering what it would take to talk to the city about potentially getting, like, even some outdoor garbage cans that are locked into a pole so that while we're walking, because I actually picked up the trash and carried it all the way to my house to throw away. So I thought, how handy would it be to have, garbage cans located mm-hmm. strategically along our trails mm-hmm. so that people who want to pick up garbage when they see it can do it and have a place to put it?
It's a great idea.
I think you'd be really open to it. We had an Eagle Scout that did pet waste stations around the park. Every single one of them has now been vandalized to the point where they're not usable. So I'm hoping that the people that...
Well, parks, one thing, trails, another thing.
Trails, the people that are on trails are there for a reason.
Yeah.
Sometimes at parks, there's just...
You know, along with that, kind of what she was saying a little bit, I think too, is maybe we could rally some sponsors and say, okay, maybe it's a scout troop, maybe it's another civic organization. They have this trail from this point to keep it clean.
Adopt a trail.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that at least, you know, we have people that are picking up on randomly on their own, but then we have someone that's kind of assigned to maybe look at it once a week and really do a thorough cleanup because it really makes a difference. Like he says, when you're walking along there and you're seeing all kinds of debris, it kind of takes away the experience.
What about this idea, possibly the grill being willing to donate an ice cream cone if a kid brings in a plastic shopping bag full of trash that they picked up in the city? They could dump it in the dumpster.
How do you know it's going to be for I think
if the youth group even wanted to do something or a family wanted to do something, that, you know, they could say...
Family night.
You know, if they had a way to
garbage
pick up make sure that was legit. Because they used to give people a candy bar at the pro shop when they bring in rainfalls that had gone off the range. Well, then you had kids out there on the range taking them, going downhill, potentially lost. So it's hard, but, you know, something like an ice cream cone or something simple like that. You know, the youth group wanted to come in and the city, I mean, we'll provide them trash bags, we'll let them dump it in our dumpster. And we have a lot of youth groups that are saying, we need some service out.
When they get that here, when they come here for the bags.
So maybe if they coordinated with the city and they said, we have, you know, 12 scouts that are going to come do this, and maybe we can have, you know, something here to give to the leader that says, okay, when they're done, here's a voucher to go get something at the grill.
I like that idea.
I think
as a control,
there's
like
an adult that's sort of overseeing.
I like it.
Are you seeing certain areas that are more cluttered than others on your...
Mostly along canyons. Along the canyon.
A lot of it, I think the wind. I mean, even if it wasn't dirty before, after we have a big windstorm
the hurricane.
Canyon Road is part of the Adopt a Highway program, and the Wright family does this, but they only require you to do, I think, twice a year to do trash pickup. Twice a year, but you'd be surprised how fast the trash comes back.
Oh, with all that traffic.
A lot of wind.
Cedar Hills is a windy place.
So these are all great ideas. So when we make our formal report to the city, we can mention all these things and see what great committee we are. Fantastic.
I think outdoor garbage cans, if you will send me an email, because we get Eagle Scouts that are in all the time wanting projects, and if you guys think of things that could qualify, you know, possibly, because I know the dog waste stations were, I don't know why.
What's your email?
Just send it to Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, @cedarhills.org.
Good idea.
When you guys think of anything, just send it our way, because we try and have a list for people who are like, we want to do something good for the city. We don't
want to
think of our own project.
Yeah.
My son's looking for a project.
There you go.
Does it have on there a list of all the trails that are within Cedar Hills?
There is a trail.
Because I'd like to pick up, you know, not only that, but maybe some of the other areas.
Yeah, I haven't. I bring up that one because that's the one I'm on every morning. I haven't ventured on those other ones yet, but I can imagine that there's still.
I know the one that runs kind of behind and through the golf course. Because there's most of that is in Cedar Hills, but where it turns up SR-92, that's Highland. But that one takes a lot of traffic, and there's a lot of people that just take their dogs, and there's dog poo everywhere, and it makes it not very appealing.
So the bend,
the one that loops around and comes around this way.
So Gretchen, give us a rundown again on these ideas, how we motion here, so that actually they can be adopted by the city to support what we're talking about.
Well, this is a recommendation board, so if you have recommendations, if you want to formalize those in a motion and say, you know, we make a recommendation that City Council consider funding for this or whatever. I mean, if it's general ideas, you don't need maybe a formal motion, but if you're wanting the council to pony up some money or allocate some money.
I'm thinking for the cans, obviously there's some money
there.
They're
going to cost some money there.
So what I'm thinking is maybe our next meeting we can come with some motions so that we can actually, you know, take that to the next steps, the council, so they can look at it and see what kind of cost. And so we may want to come with some general ideas of these trails, this many cans, and with some of our other
ideas.
And,
you know, even with Eagle Scout projects, the city does try and put some funding aside if they can work cooperatively together on things. If it's something that's, you know, a direct benefit or something we'd already budgeted, we try and help them. But I think that, I mean, sometimes they don't. A lot of the outdoor commercial grade things like trash cans, those doggy waste stations, they're very, very expensive. Those garbage cans at the Cork building were about $800 a piece. They're steel garbage cans and they're outdoor grade. $800 for one garbage can.
That's
ridiculous. I mean, they don't have to be something that durable, but they do need to be something that is pretty high quality and it's expensive.
I motion we go into the trash can business.
I motion my husband did it wrong.
Really dirty trash can. Yeah. Less than
$800. Wow.
We only bought three of them, I believe. I had money to buy.
Yeah, the trail that runs behind here goes along behind my house. We go as a family and pick up trash along that all the time, and my kids Saturdays, they have to go out and clear the trail behind my house. Most of what we find are water bottles. So you know it's the people using the trail who are just like, and their bottles don't want to carry it anymore. So frustrating. So if there were cans along the way,
it would be not, and people would use them.
And who would dump them? Who would come along and do that? Whose responsibility would that be?
It would probably have to call to
public works. So again, if we knew how many cans and about how often they would need to be dumped, because like I said, that's a cost to the city that we're actually incurring now for the labor to do that.
Right. Even if at that park, like Timco Park, one of the trash cans was near the trail.
The trailhead or something like that.
No one can walk up and put it in. Anyway, all these are great ideas. Very good. Does anyone have anything else?
I just have a quick question. As I was driving down, you know, by the driving range, kind of past Mesquite Park. That trail is really weedy, and I was just wondering, is that something that the city just comes and they spray every now and then? Okay.
So we have done the initial spraying, and then we're going to be coming and doing that crack sealing along that gutter edge, and then they will kind of cut back those weeds.
Okay.
We just got our, we have two of our three summer hire people done weeding, their favorite thing.
Sure. Because they're everywhere. Okay.
So weed abatement will be, it may not, because of just what's going on right now, as far as our staffing goes, it may be a couple more weeks before they get to weed abatement, but it is something that we go out and make sure that the city's property is abated.
Nice. Okay. And whatever happened to the rest of the trail being paved up here? I know at one point they were talking about it, but
the funding was actually removed.
Oh, okay.
It was phase two of the Bonneville Shoreline Trail, and they didn't fund it.
And part of it flows through private property too, doesn't it? Like right here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a tricky situation.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't pave so much private property.
I mean, it's easy. You still use it, but
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Closing remarks. Do you want to pass out your gift card?
Yeah,
give our winners. Would you mind taking Shannon
and
give those to her so she can give them to her people?
To your old house. I found out.
She's so excited. I was more excited than she was.
We were driving around.
I know, Erica.
No, we were driving around together, Shannon and I, and we passed this house and we're like, back up, and we're like, that's the one. So, and it was Denise's old house, we found out.
Next door to Jane.
Right. So we love your house.
So we've got two of them are issued in $10 increments.
that.
So, no, I'm just
kidding. That was a nice kitchen.
And then,
the kitchen. And the way that it was set up,
you know, it's really cute because they only had
$50
last week and $50 this week to donate, so I had to break them up this way because I couldn't get them all at one time. Anyway, it was pretty funny.
Do we need to send a card or something to whoever was giving the cities as a thank you?
Oh, a thank you card.
Send them a thank you card.
We could send them a Walmart gift card.
Maybe like you.
Why don't we just keep
asking the sponsors? It's really good to keep, you know, for them to show our appreciation.
Sure. Will you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And thank you cards.
And if you want to put something together and put it on City Letterhead, we could do that.
Yeah, I'd like it on City Letterhead.
Perfect.
So do I just email that to you, Gretchen, and then
just email it, and then I can print it, and you guys can sign it, or we can just sign it from the beautification committee, whatever.
Okay,
that's
cool.
Great.
I think that's a great thought.
That's awesome.
Very, very
good. Okay, so then we will give the card.
Your gender.
Yeah. Here we are. I know, then. Apparently we really need you.
Well,
thank you.
The black sheep of the group.
No way.
You're great. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for coming.
Yeah.
I know it's hard to come on a weeknight and away from your families.
Thank you for changing the night. Appreciate that.
This is a great night.
Great.
Is this going to work again next?
Absolutely. Well, what's the date?
Next
July is going to be July
4th.
It's July 4th.
The first one. Okay, so it's not going to be the first Wednesday of next month. We'll have to go to the Wednesday after.
The 11th.
Can we go to the 3rd? Because the 11th, I know I'm...
You're
second,
busy.
Second and the fourth.
Oh, that's right.
I'm just kidding.
But if we do it the 3rd, then our next one is...
What about Tuesdays? What about the 3rd?
The 3rd Tuesday will be City Council. I don't know if they have two meetings in July, though.
But if we did it the 1st...
The 3rd, I mean the 3rd of July.
The 3rd
July
3rd.
Oh, yeah, but Jenny.
Let me look and see if they are holding...
Do you have Tuesday night responsibilities? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or Thursday, the 5th.
I could.
I can't do Thursday, the 5th.
But I mean, if one person's not here,
just keep me abreast. Give me any assignments.
What's the week before?
I should be good on the 5th.
I'm so good that night.
As far as I know right now.
I know.
The 3rd is the day before a holiday. There will be a meeting on the 10th of July.
Okay.
I say we should do it on the 5th.
On the 4th of July?
No, the
5th
of July.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to be there.
The
5th. Yes, the 5th. We are
doing
the first Wednesday. We have to prove our worth here. We are diehard committee members.
Fireworks won't be going yet.
So, July 5th. Thursday, July 5th. I will not be here, but just give me any assignments you...
We'll give you all the...
That's what I'm afraid of, but I'm willing to take it.
You'll come back.
And so this is what you're doing. I quit. Okay. Hopefully it'll be short night. Okay. All right. So 8:00. Does 8 work? Is there a time? Is earlier better? 8.
I think 8 is perfect.
Okay. All right. Great. All right, well, then apparently this meeting is adjourned.